USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper discussing the escalating tensions with Iran following the strike that killed a top Iranian terrorist.
As we defend our people and interests, let me reiterate that the United States is not seeking a war with Iran, but we are prepared to finish one.
Speaking at the White House, President Trump is calling impeachment by the House the greatest hoax ever.
The impeachment is a big hoax. It's become a laughingstock all over the world.
The president says Democrats have been out to get him for more than 3 years now. Meanwhile, the president says about the possible testimony of former National Security Advisor John Bolton.
Well, that's going to be up to the lawyers. It'll be up to the Senate, and we'll see how they feel.
Your final numbers on Wall Street for this Tuesday. The Dow lost 120 points to finish today at 28,584. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Facebook is changing its policy on so-called deepfake videos. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with the story.
The social media giant says it will remove manipulated videos, but said it will allow parody or satire videos to remain. It announced that it would not remove a controversial video of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi that was slowed to make it appear that she was drunk. Facebook says in a blog post that video doesn't fall under its policy. The company has faced criticism for its advertising and video policies as the nation prepares for another election.
Texas-based Pier 1 Imports is preparing to close up to 450 stores, but which locations is unknown. Some workers at the company's Fort Worth headquarters will also be laid off, and distribution centers are set to be shut down. The announcement comes as Bloomberg previously reported that Pier 1 drafted a bankruptcy plan. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Two dozen Australians in the state of New South Wales have been arrested since early November for intentionally setting fires as record blazes continue to burn across the country. As of Monday, over 12 million acres have burned in Australia since the start of the fire season. Many animals are being displaced. Ray Harvey was forced to evacuate her wild two-free kangaroo sanctuary.
I thought they were all going to be dead. There was so much smoke and fire, and I didn't think there was going to be any alive. They're my family. It's like losing your family.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill will be briefed by top U.S. military leaders on what top Iranian terrorist Qassem Soleimani was up to. USA Radio Network's Wendy King reports.
Classified briefing on Capitol Hill Wednesday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, Defense Secretary Mark Esper, the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the head of the CIA, all expected to brief members of the House and Senate on what top terrorist leader Soleimani was up to. President Trump and Secretary of State Pompeo have said he was in the process of planning attacks on Americans, but specifics have not been released to the public.
For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.